a data-driven analysis of the Latin American Catholic monolith's collapse. The religious landscape of Latin America is undergoing a radical transformation, moving from the old Catholic monolith to a highly fragmented and balkanized reality. Analysis of recent data from the Pew Research Center, alongside two decades of Latinobarometer trends, confirms that the Catholic Church is no longer the sole arbiter of faith in the region. This demographic crash is increasingly defined by the rise of the unaffiliated, those who retain a belief in God but reject institutional mediation. This group now represents the fastest-growing religious segment, signaling a profound rejection of the priestly caste and its traditional role as a moral gatekeeper. Historically, the Church was warned of this fragility. As early as the 1940s, Jesuit priest Alberto Hurtado warned Chilean bishops of an imminent religious makeup change, noting that the appearance of a Catholic society was a thin veneer over a deeper spiritual desert. Despite these prophetic alerts, the institutional response has been marked by a catastrophic single-issue trap. By tethering its credibility to non-negotiable political chips, specifically abortion and private morals, the hierarchy has effectively auctioned off its ability to challenge broader authoritarian impulses, as the current migration crisis in the United States proves. This transactional relationship with political power has eroded the Church's moral standing and its capacity to act as a check on public power. In many nations, the episcopate traded its voice on social justice and democratic integrity for legislative bans on reproductive rights, a trade that has proven to be a moral and demographic failure. The crisis is deepened by the self-inflicted wounds of the clergy sexual abuse scandal, which remains the primary driver of institutional depopulation. In Chile, the case of Renato Poblete is the cautionary tale of a social justice champion who, after his death, emerged as a sexual predator forcing partners into abortions. The data on religious disaffiliation suggests that the flock is not leaving for other faiths out of theological disagreement. Rather, they flee an institution perceived as fundamentally unsafe and dishonest. Instead of addressing these systemic failures, significant sectors of the Church have retreated into identitarian politics, fostering a radical vanguard of crusader priests. Figures like Juan Razo Garcia, Javier Oliveira Rivasi, and Joseph Strickland represent this reactionary shift. These clerics often weaponize devotions like the Rosary, aligning themselves with far-right political movements and sect-like organizations such as the Legion of Christ, the Heralds of the Gospel, the Institute of the Incarnate Word, or the now-suppressed Sodalicium. They use the lore of cultural Marxism to rebrand parochial resentment as a defense of Western civilization, often attacking Pope Francis's reforms in the process. This macho-infused Catholicism is a defensive reaction to the loss of power, prioritizing political influence over pastoral care. The data reveals that while religious practice remains meaningful for many, explicit adherence to Catholicism is failing. The Church appears to be searching for a new Constantine, a powerful political ally, rather than offering close pastoral care to a distrustful flock. This search for a political savior further alienates the former Catholic crowd that the data identifies as the largest growth area. Ultimately, the Catholic Church in Latin America faces a hollowed-out farm system and a massive exodus. The reliance on sectarian movements that once filled stadiums in the 1990s, the Legion, the Sodalicium, the Opus Dei, is unsustainable, as these groups are often the very sources of the ongoing abuse scandals and, on top of that, they are willing to attack the very papacy, as in the case of the Sodalicium. The path forward requires a reconsideration of the Vatican's approach to the region, moving away from U.S.-style culture wars toward more transparent relation with its flock, one able to survive the crumbling of the old monolith. The evidence points to an institution that is radically out of sync with the societies it claims to lead, because when the Catholic Church chooses political bargaining over institutional integrity, it undermines itself.